Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Royals in search of a season-high fifth straight win. They take on the Angels in Anaheim as we pick this one up 2-1 in the third. Lorenzo Cain awaits Ricky Nolasco's first pitch.
Off the third inning with that strikeout by Matt Strom to end the last inning. And with every strikeout this season, as Cain swings to the first one, hits it toward the gap deep to left center. That ball is going to be out of here. A home run to lead off the third inning for Lorenzo Cain. It's his eighth of the year, and the Royals lead it 3-1. So another 3-2 pitch on Gordon is due momentarily. Here comes. Swing and a fly ball hit well to center. Sending Maben back. Maben to the fence. It's gone! Alex Gordon with number 3 on the year and number 2 on the road trip. Alex is heating up, and the Royals lead it 4-1. Two innings, it turns out, after Jake Kunis exited. There's a ground ball up the middle and into center field. It'll bring in a run as Maben will come around and score on the base hit up the middle. A hard hit ball up the middle, and Maben scores easily, and it's a 4-2 Royals lead. On the high set, the lefty kicks and delivers, and a breaking ball hit the other way. Hit well, left center field. That's way back there, and that ball is off the fence. It is Cain. Mike Jersley waves him around third. He will score on a double by Hosmer, and the Royals lead is 5-2. And the Angels will bring their infield in halfway for the red-hot Mike Moustakas, the Southern California native, has walked and scored tonight. He's also struck out. Here's the pitch. Moose will ground that one up the middle, a base hit. In to score comes Hosmer. Kershley will wave Perez around third, and Salvi will score. Two more RBIs for Mike Moustakas. And the Royals are up 7-1.
Royals earn their season-high fifth straight win as they take it 7-2. A terrific first career start for Matt Strom. He yields only one unearned run through five innings for the victory. Ricky Nolasco's winless skid, meanwhile, reaches 9 starts, and he ties a career high with 6 straight losses. Behind 5 solid innings from Matt Strom in his first career big league start and some timely hitting from the offense, the Royals picked up a 7-2 win in Anaheim for their season-high fifth straight win. Here is Kansas City skipper Ned Yost.
I mean, a lot of good things happening tonight. Very encouraging. Matt Strom's 5 innings. We wanted to take him between 65 and 70 pitches, and he ended up getting us through 5 doing that. The offense continues to roll, swinging the bats extremely well. You see Alex Gordon and Eske starting to get hot, which is good, and Travis Wood is throwing the ball well. So a lot of encouraging things tonight.
And one of those nights, too, where everybody contributed, which is probably another good sign for the offense, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, for the most part, everybody contributed offensively, but everybody contributed defensively, too, for the most part. It was really, you know, Witt made some nice plays at second, Eske at short, and outfielders were running balls down, and it was a good night on both sides of the ball.
Did you get a good look at that Espinoza non-home run?
Yes.
And you could tell he pretty easily.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
What were they conferring about the umpires before they decided?
I wasn't in the conversation.
Just curious.
I don't know. They didn't explain it to me. I mean, it was cut and dried foul.
Yeah.
We called Billy, and Billy said it was foul. Haas thought it hit a fan's glove and then careened off the pole, which I don't think happened. But I could see from where I was that it was definitely foul.
What kind of an adjustment is it?
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
What kind of adjustment for your pitcher to go from being a reliever to starting, and how do you think he handled it?
I think he handled it well. It's the first time we've seen him in the windup this year, but he commanded his pitches well. Commanded his pitch count well, got ahead of the hitters for the most part, and threw quality strikes.
Ned, how close were you watching him in the fourth and fifth? And did you think the stuff was just as good then?
I did. I mean, when he came in in the fourth, I told Dave, let's send him out for a hit or two. You know, we want to get him. He was at 58 pitches. We wanted to try to get him between that 65 and 70 mark. You know, Dave, his goal was to get him four up and downs, you know. So it's the first time he's done that all year. But I said, let's send him out, see if we can buy an out or two, and we'll have Alexander ready. And ended up getting the first two hitters out on, like, four pitches. And then I was going to, you know, at least take him all the way through Maben, because I didn't want to get him much over 70 pitches, but he did a good job of keeping it between that 65 and 70 mark.
The Royals send Ian Kennedy to the mound on Friday. He'll be opposed by Jesse Chavez.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.